Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miaf, Covenant Remembrance Ministry. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this opportunity. This very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. The Most High has granted me for the grace and the healing of his people. For indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he's told me directly. I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, and men have done some of everything they could. Yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Since the dawn of human fall. To hide and to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. That the word, my brothers and sisters, that the whole world would obscure, still yet be heard. Well, tonight's show, direct to the point, have a few things I wanted to say. I know it's a little bit late, but a few things I felt a definitive need to relate our brothers and sisters to those who have a heart willing to hear, those who desire to have a great love for the truth, willing to seek the truth, willing to humble themselves before it, should they find it. Something I wanted to talk about tonight that is an echo of so much that was said on last evening's show, relating that there is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, without question, an irrevocable continuum of existence. Relating, my brothers and sisters, there's only one path toward life. So I said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And in the midst of saying it, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of his petitions, he spoke also these words, that I make no request for the worldly. I make no request for those who will not seek the pure, perfect truth. Make no request for those who are satisfied with the world of contradictions. Make no request for those who are satisfied with confusion. Make no request for those who look around and see all these mass contradictions and the vicissitudes in the world and are satisfied and am willing somehow to presume that they are wise. Just because they say they seek the Most High. Calling themselves wise because they say they will serve him. Brothers and sisters, As much as a man may want to serve the Most High, it's only the Most High, my brothers and sisters, who is the teacher. Man does not teach himself the way of Yah. Most High, my brothers and sisters, must reveal himself. Not within the power of him who strives, it says in Romans 9, but the power of a merciful Yah. How many, my brothers and sisters, will find out too late in these latter days? Where they thought they served the Most High, they were the victims of false prophets, misled along the paths of destruction. Few find the way unto eternal life. I said misled along the paths of destruction at the hand of false prophets, men who never tell the whole truth, who never wanted to know the whole truth. But they sought to first to exalt themselves. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about something tonight, because quite frankly, I'm just going to start out the head of this show and let you know. What Messiah said in Matthew 7, I understand quite well. He says, many will come to him in that day. They will not prophesy, preach in your name, cast out devils or illusions, false doctrines in your name. Your name doing the wonderful works. Inspired, teaching inspired doctrine. Messiah will say to them, keep away from me. I never knew you. You never knew me. You didn't hear these words from me. What you taught, you didn't hear from me. Keep away from me. My brothers and sisters, the same thing says, I despise you because your works were iniquity. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, woe on whoever would presume that he speaks the word of Yah. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Word of those whoever it is that would presume he speaks the word of Yah. The scripture says we should not take his name in vain. Meaning we should not confess his name or swear by his name after the vanities of our own minds, lest we also be found guilty for misleading others. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, those who would just simply speak and would not seek purely the perfect truth first, who would listen to me, my brothers and sisters, count themselves wise because they know what's said is written on paper, and would not seek to know why it said, my brothers and sisters, for their presumptuousness, claiming to have authority. Messiah was saying, keep away from me, you who work iniquity. It means you who work injustice. Teach injustice. Not his word. Same thing as saying, keep away from me. No, I don't like you. I don't like what you've done to my people. I don't like what you presume. I don't like the authority you presumed upon yourself. I don't like the idea that you would so much so seek to exalt yourselves. You really didn't check with me first. My brothers and sisters, scriptures I want to talk about tonight have to do with something I call continuum of existence. Scripture calls it Rishon Acharon. Messiah saying that he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. One scripture even goes as far as in Revelation 22:12-21, saying, I am the root and offspring of David and the bright morning star. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that because so many have not understood what those titles mean, according to all that is contained in the scriptures, that's the very reason why most upon that path of destruction. Very few discern the way unto life. Most not realizing something very important. Before the foundation of this world, most I already had a kingdom. I said before there was even this matter state, Most High had a kingdom. I have a question to ask my brothers and sisters. Do people actually believe that somehow the Most High sought to build a kingdom? Or establish an authority? Anyone whose ideas and thoughts were antithetical against his own. sounds absolutely insane to even say such a thing. Most time, my brothers and sisters intended from the very beginning order, and he wanted that order maintained. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that we need to really understand something, that before, there was matter, there was spirit. Before there were words, there was thought. I say again, to know what's said and not to know why it is said is to miss the point. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters. Let me repeat again. Most High never intended there be anything that would argue against him. I've spoken on a few times on this show about how this matter state that did not have to come to be, came to be. Most High didn't create a devil. One scripture says it this way. You were perfect in all your ways until iniquity was found in you. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that pride, desire not to be corrected, can bring to bear a seriously deleterious affair. First off, all that's necessary to create a devil, if there was none, is for man to be left to his own undisciplined, misdirected thoughts. Prideful after what seems wise in his own eyes. Like I said, all that's necessary to create a devil, if there was none, is for man to be left without the discipline of the Most High, direction of the Most High. Or figure like he doesn't need it. While desirous to presume himself wise. The Bible speaks, Isaiah 41, a Messiah coming to preach what is called Rishon Acharon, declaring that he is the first and last. If you will, my brothers and sisters, according to Malachi, the unchanging one. One who declares the plan that was decreed from the beginning, eternal. And it talks about how man, subject to all these very much so Babylonish institutions of this world, since the fall, has been subject to a multitude of varied institutionalities that have always, in their own selfish pride, been antithetical. I repeat, been antithetical against man coming to discern what the Most High decreed from the beginning. It's the only path toward life. Men, in their ignorance, choosing to ignore the greater truth, that they exalt themselves. And in every case, my brothers and sisters, such institutionality has been only unto the damnation of the human soul, dividing the people against the perfect will of Yah. And because they've been subject to institutions that would never tell the truth, men not realizing, in fact, that they were duped, not realizing they'd never been true. What I call the continuum of existence, the word from the beginning eternal. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that the Most High had a plan from the very beginning. When he first made this world, first made man, he had a plan from the very beginning in terms of what not only its foundation, but its common expectation, what he expected of every single soul. And he never broke that covenant. He never, decreed another expectation. There's one common conscience. He declared from the beginning that he has always desired for his people. And he never broke his covenant for those who were faithful of old. How men, my brothers and sisters, talk about a new covenant when the scriptures actually talk about the need to restore a covenant in a world of so much diversity. How many have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that 45,000 denominations across 280 nations has not been a covenant? How many, my brothers and sisters, have not discerned this? It's an amazing thing to me. Like I said, the Most High declared a covenant from the beginning, a plan from the beginning, that one day, decreeing that one day, that when all his people, I said that when all his people come to that great day of judgment, they must all be on the same page. It is said, my brothers and sisters, concerning the Most High, it said concerning, the Savior. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hebrews 13 and 8. So we are warned to not to be carried away of the diverse and strange doctrine. It's a very good thing that we rather be established. Our hearts, our understanding, our conviction established with grace and what it means, my brothers and sisters, the knowledge of what is consistent beyond all the inconsistencies of this world. Grace and truth. A multitude of differing ideas that act like they don't have a law is not the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, but the exploitation of men. The grace of the Most High is that he reveals his law, that you might not be exploited by the misconceits of man. The false law, the flaw, the fleshly, foolish, flawed, false law. That is the misconceits of man. Or dare we believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Holy Spirit sanctions the multitude of contradictions we see? Most High is not the author of this confusion, nor will he sanction any of it. So we need to wake up and understand what it means to be the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Here's the word from the beginning, it says, Yohanan, John 1:1-4. It's the word from the beginning, eternal. My brothers and sisters, if men have not that word that from the beginning is eternal, it is not him that they know. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The word of life is declared from the beginning. Whoever is blinded by men not to discern that eternal word and expectation, also, my brothers and sisters, has not life. Man can seek to presume otherwise as much as he will. My brothers and sisters, I will tell you now, no one is favored by the Most High who presumes himself wise. We should have had much more respect than that, than to just presume that whichever way we decide to move or turn, we are wise, because that's only complicity in someone's illusions. In fact, my brothers and sisters, it's complicity in someone's damning snare. We should be far wise, far more respectful than that. What are those who would simply look for an institution that would flatter them as if they were wise amidst so much blasphemously disrespectful ignorance? Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. How is it, my brothers and sisters, the men believe somehow the Most High has been inconsistent? That his covenant somehow embraces all the multitude of varied misideals men have called political, national, and pseudo-religious authority. I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, that the kingdom of Yah is not to anyone who finds himself more important and the sanctity, surety, and the constancy of that kingdom. Swear allegiance to that kingdom, my brothers and sisters. You swear allegiance to the preservation of its sanctity above and beyond all else, even yourself. I want you to consider a few things. It's important that we do. Think about it. What is in fact the gospel? I would tell you that Hebrews 3-4 tells us that Moshe preached the gospel, but it was not beneficent in them who heard it because it was not mixed with faith. But what does that mean? The constancy of a holy word should always be believed, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said himself these words. I want you to hear me. He said, if you allow anyone to trick you against the law and the prophets in any way, he said, you should in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He spoke about his Shabbat, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. In Hebrews 3-4, in the midst of those same verses, said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Coming from Psalm 95. He said, if his people do not seek to learn his ways, enter into his rest. Yes, the Shabbat, the time that he declared that we all must seek his pure and perfect will. The very word Shabbat even relates to the idea that we seek his pure, perfect will. He said, if we will not seek to know his ways, if there's no divisions among us, he said, my brothers and sisters, that he has sworn in his wrath, as I live, said the Most High, swearing by his own name, by all that is his authority, by all that is his covenant, he said, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. How is it that men, not knowing the way of peace and not desiring to know what is the peace of the kingdom of Yah, double-minded, satisfied with a multitude of varying ideals, everybody can declare their own path to peace, desires to call it satisfactory. I see scriptures in Isaiah 42 talking about how men have walked after their leaders. Most I call them all blind, daring to believe they have peace with him and have not sought his perfect will. The very word for peace in Hebrew, my brothers and sisters, relates to the concept of perfection. Completion. Purity and completion offering one choice. Read on that 42nd chapter, going to the 43rd. It talks about him remaking, if you will, his people. Forming them after his hands rather than the misconceits of this world. Put an end to this Babylon, put an end to all these varying institutionalities that claim to be representatives of his. But my brothers and sisters were far from it. He said to his people, if you don't keep my Shabbat, and that's not just keeping the day, keeping it holy, seeking all that he decrees, not seeking to know his ways fully, that there'll only be contentions as a result. He said he swore they should not enter into his wrath. But why? They should not enter into his kingdom. Why? He said he swore this in his wrath. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has pronounced that there should be peace in this world. And those who dare not to seek all his ways and would argue against the greater truth after their own ideals cannot be constituent unto that peace. Said I was going to talk about this for a minute. We need to understand those scriptures in Hebrews 3-4 call Moshe a faithful one in Messiah's house. Think about it. said you were made partakers of the covenant, his covenant from the beginning to the very end. First and last, beginning and the end, hold steadfast. The same true covenant. Scripture says in Romans 11:25-27, they all have the same covenant with him when he turns all ungodliness from the midst of his people. How about awakening his people beyond all misrepresentation? Psalms 95 is actually even called a psalm for a Sabbath day, my brothers and sisters. Well, in this is the third and fourth chapter of Hebrews. It talks about the provocation or the days of temptation in the wilderness. How many even know what that's about? Ezekiel 20. You need to read around the 10th to the 25th verse. So the provocation in the wilderness is that while the Most High consecrated a time for seeking all his will, people greatly profaned the Sabbath day. Not recognizing the blessedness of the opportunity being offered, because he already swore the people would not know his ways, would not enter into his kingdom. I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, keeping the Shabbat is not a matter of everybody teaching their own doctrine in that time. Messiah said he is the Son of Man, is Lord of the Shabbat. He said, beware, don't let any man after the principles of this world and turn you aside after the principle of this world, not after the Messiah, the Savior himself. So don't let any man act as a judge regarding the beginning of the month, the feast days, and the Shabbat. In other words, don't let a carnal mind turn you from seeking the fullness of what is divine will and purpose. So if you do so, my brothers and sisters, you'll be doomed as though living in the world. What I'm saying to you is that from the very beginning, my brothers and sisters, if we read the book of Genesis in the second chapter, Most High consecrated Shabbat, from the very beginning. He looked at the seventh day and he called it very good. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he sanctified, set apart that time. Seven, number of completion. But we meditate upon and seek the fullness of his will, our purpose, my brothers and sisters, in his creation. If we seek anything less, my brothers and sisters, we've not sought the way of his kingdom. We've not sought the way, my brothers and sisters, that will consecrate an entire world unto the one Most High. The provocation in the wilderness, Ezekiel 20, 10 to 25, was that the people, my brothers and sisters, would not seek the fullness of the will of Yah. Most High said, I swore they would not enter into my rest. There are many who would believe they could walk after the principles of this world. Tradition, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never declared, and believe that they're walking in his ways. My brothers and sisters, there's no greater deception, no more damning a deception than this. Most High said, you should not call upon his name in vain, which means that you should not presume his will. And there are those, my brothers and sisters, if they don't hear him, or rather presume that they know him, and they lead many astray. You can't make yourself saved, my brothers and sisters. You can't make yourself something worthy of preservation. Most I must call, and you must be willing to abide. He has mercy in revealing himself to whom he will. If you haven't heard from him, you need to pray that he leads you to find right direction. And my brothers and sisters, you need to pray that if anything is being taught to you is not all that you need to know, you need to petition him that he shows you. One of the prayers he gave me was this: Father, I don't know what I don't know what I need to know, don't know what's been stuck in my head, this action is an obstacle. But Father, you know. And I know that if you don't tell me, I won't know. We have an obligation to seek the fullness. But if we dare to say that we know all we need to know, after any one of these, what, 45,000 different denominations that somehow, hey, we really believe the leaders are telling us all we need to know, my brothers and sisters, we've already made these people gods over us, And also, my brothers and sisters, we made ourselves their slaves, allowing them to blind the minds and our minds and hearts. My brothers and sisters, we have an obligation to seek all the truth they would not tell. But I want you to consider something. If in a courtroom you had 45,000 different people all declaring a different testimony, you'd know that there's a need still to pursue what is the truth. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, because for so long, men have walked after the titles of institutions that call themselves the church and without question. Then my brothers and sisters, the scripture says in the last days when the Most High looked upon the sons of men, he has already done this. He said he saw none righteous. No, not one. None that discerns how much more they need to seek Yah. They're all following after evildoers, hypocrites, misadministrators. And he said he'd have to send Messiah himself as a faithful ally who will not take the bribe. One who will not be greedy at his own, if you get my point, pulpit or throne. That knows the Most High not pleased until he receives all that is his pleasure. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, couldn't change from that unless he broke the covenant. And my brothers and sisters, he's already said his word will not return to him void. Meaning, if any man does not walk along that constancy the Most High declared from the beginning, he is outside the path of life. He said, it is a path, my brothers and sisters, that is narrow and straight. Few are they that find it. I want you to consider something. Some people believe as if the Most High doesn't have a law, so they can justify themselves in ignorance. My brothers and sisters, 1 Peter 1:10 through 11 said all the prophets spoke by the spirit of Messiah that was in them. You need to understand something about Moshe's words. Moses' words, they were, some people want to say Moses. 1 Corinthians 10. Say, when Moshe brought his people out of the land of Egypt, they all followed after the same rock, walking according to the same foundation, the same testimony, the same baptismal testimony, the Shekinah glory. The testimony of our brothers and sisters, the Most High, after which we learned to honor him. I did not say dishonor or blaspheme or insult him in any way. He said, my brothers and sisters, the apostle said it by the same spirit. He said they all followed after the same rock coming out of Egypt. They all followed after the same foundation. Baptized, my brothers and sisters, under the same cloud. How about what was called the sheet of glory? Same testimony. Same testimony from on high. And he said, rock was Yeshua, the Savior himself. We're talking about a consistency here, my brothers and sisters, not an inconsistency. It says, remember the law which the Most High gave his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day of what? Messiah's kingdom. Did you think it's going to be ruled by a different law? He says the law that the Most High gave to Moshe. It's even the law, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah gave to Moshe. I want you to think about something. Revelation. I said the show is going to be short, sweet, to the point. Revelation 22:12-21. Messiah spoke of a couple of titles of his. He said he's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are they who do his commandments. He said, his commandments must be eternal, my brothers and sisters. He reward each man as his work shall be. There's going to be a different reward for different testimonies. Same reward. As to whether or not men follow the same testimony. All under the same eventuality. Having the same expectation. First and the last, beginning and the end. It's a constancy. 22:16, he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, what this meant to the early church? Isaiah 41, as a continuation, 41:21-42:4, as a continuation of 40, Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Both speak of the one, my brothers and sisters, after which the world should be comforted after one testimony, brought to reasoning beyond every false testimony. The Most High told me that anytime man is subject to any testimony but his own, it is tribulation. When he says, comfort ye, O my people, it means awaken beyond all those who cause trouble, who cause confusion, tribulation, misconceit, misdirection among you. Let your warfare come to an end. Let every eye see the glory of Yah. See eye to eye the glory. What honors the Most High? As the Most High himself has spoken it. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. You said again, first and last, beginning and the end, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Glory of the Most High, every eye shall see it. This is what the Most High has spoken. And he never promised to uphold any man's misconceits. Isaiah 41. Who has stood up this righteous one like unto the rising sun? Well, our brothers and sisters, the morning star is the rising sun. It comes suddenly in ancient time. I tell you this now, they might have had hourglasses, but they did not have anything to tell them in the middle of the night oftentimes when the sun would rise. It says, Messiah, I'm the root offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who is the root offspring of David? Well, there are scriptures in Isaiah 11. There are scriptures in Zechariah 3:8. Scriptures in Zechariah 6:12. I'll even tell you, my brothers and sisters, scriptures in Luke 1:78. Messiah is called sunrise, or if you will, morning star. 2 Peter 1:19-21. Day spring from on high. It means the same thing, morning star. Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet. And he spoke of the one called the branch. The same word there, my brother and sister, relates to the same thing as one called sunrise, like the morning star. Malachi called him the son of righteousness that arises. Will come with healing upon his lip, a pure testimony. That you should discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Isaiah 11 called him out of the tribe of Judah. What the scriptures also said in Genesis 49:1-8-12, one out of the tribe of Judah, a lawgiver that all must convert unto and be gathered unto. Said, out of the stem of Jesse. Will not judge after what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear. Won't judge according to, in other words, won't be beguiled according to the multitude of worldly contradictions. Isaiah 45 calls him a faithful ally that won't take the bribe. In other words, he won't compromise the word, but he will bring forth all the Most High's intended. He'll bring to remembrance all the Most High, my brothers and sisters, desires. And count all who would not seek that remembrance a transgressor. Isaiah 46:8-13. Scripture says, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 41:21, will call forth all your rulers. And whoever will not declare and cannot show, they will declare your consistent testimony that from the beginning is eternal. You consider them all abomination, not the work of a divine hand. Abomination, my brothers and sisters. Abomination, something utterly disgusting before the Most High. He said, well, men have elected and put men in office, given them titles. Yah has a chosen one. One scripture says it this way. If they translated it right, they'd betroth you that word Sephon means he is the one who comes suddenly that was hid like the rising sun. They put down from the north and the rising sun. Better translation than that. It's quite possible in examining the original words. One who was hid, one that may not see, walking after the flesh. and calls him the one who is hidden, the concealed one. Isaiah 45:15 also said he was one that was hid from the masses because men trusted in their leaders. If you need to understand it, check out Isaiah 57 and understand that better. Leaders too greedy to tell the truth because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, so compelled after pulpits and thrones, they didn't want to liberate people to see beyond the kings, beyond the misconceits. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, led the people so that when the truth comes, it's said, considered in Isaiah 28, they didn't have the precepts to understand or recognize it. All this is written in advance, most time being consistent. In other words, man's lack of knowledge does not change his expectation. Those of us who are wise should know the Most High, look for people who would honor and praise him, and esteem him rather than men. Knowing that if a whole world be a liar, deceived, gullible after misconceits, walking after false standards, Yah is still going to be true to what he declared. You look at Romans 2:29-3 and 4 and understand. Again, my brothers and sisters, yesterday and today and tomorrow, the word endures forever. It does not change. The one called, the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun. This is the one the scriptures were speaking of in Revelation 22:12-21. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that he is the one going to judge all the world with a rod of iron, an absolute word. If you seek to add, find or seek to add anything to his word out of context, or as seek to take anything away, not only do you add damnation to your soul, but you take away any opportunity for eternal life. All the ones welcome, my brothers and sisters, those who will seek what is consistent. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, in Hebrews 3:4, it talks about seeking the constancy of what the Most High declared from the beginning. Yes, also in Shabbat, times he is consecrated. Scripture even goes as far as to say that David, King David, who came after Yahshua, the son of Nun, the, if you will, protege, or the one whom Moses, Moshe's authority was asked. Scripture says, Yahshua, that's where it should be translated, had given the people rest and peace, then Psalm David would not have spoken of a future peace that's still yet to come. David, who came later, would not have spoken of a future peace that's yet to come. He said, the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, discerning between soul and spirit, bone and marrow, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. Whether men will seek the perfect will of Yah or not. Revelation 2:26-3 and 6 relates that sharp two-edged sword being a pure and perfect word. Either man seeks pure and perfect word for the Most High, my brothers and sisters, he said, I come against you with the sword of my mouth. He said, either you seek to reason together with him or after all truth, you can't reason together after peace in part. He said, if you did this, if you start to reason with him, you eat of the good of the land. Most God desires to see peace upon it. All consistent. He said, if you seek his pure, perfect will, that you might reason together as one. He didn't disagree with his word, doesn't disagree with his word. In fact, before he disagrees with his word, he would deny all who would seek to try. Look at 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, and understand. He said, if you hearken to his word, reason together. He said, you eat of the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, how about seek to be justified after less? He said, if you deliver to the sword, cut off from among the people. Mouth the Most High has spoken. Check out Acts 3:18-23 and understand. Man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. For every foolish or stagnating word a man speaks, you give account for it in the judgment. If you understand the Messiah was saying, or what is being repeated after the spirit of the Messiah, he said, the Most High swore, my brother said, swore by his very name, as I live, as I am, as I'm consistent with all that I am forever. Those who will not learn his ways, he said, will not enter into his kingdom. Well, my brothers, that means for generations, many have been damned. I repeat, it means that for many generations, men subject to men. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says in Book of Jacob, they called James, they were scattered among the nations. How about my brothers and sisters? People were scattered after the various nations and made to conform to constraints of all these nations, and that's why they exist today. The gospel declared not only that the people were to convert, but also the leaders, and they have not. That's why the divisions exist. Pure and perfect testimony offers one choice. Me and my brothers and sisters have sought double-mindedly to maintain all the variant standards up to which this world has been deceived rather than perceptive. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, my brothers and sisters, are an absolute blasphemy and insult against the sanctity of the Holy Name and a refusal to respect the Most High as one, first command of all. And after none of this, have men been delivered. Scripture told us in advance, 2 Thessalonians, that once these institutions take control among your churches, the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, Isaiah 14 and 5, 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 7 through 12. Once they take over among your churches, nothing is going to rectify all things until Messiah himself returns to set it back in order. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures said the Messiah, when his appearance, would tell you to remember all these things that you've forgotten, to show yourselves men rather than beasts. And my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you, man refusing to recognize that so much has been forgotten, my brothers and sisters, has left himself to fall short of remembering. Refusing to admit the reason why the scripture said the gospel, the pure, perfect, sure word, must be taught again, is that because men have forgotten the way of salvation. Isaiah 58, Isaiah 59, people thinking that they walked according to the Most High's will and finding out they had not. Must be a need to repent. 59, the way of peace they know not, means they haven't known the covenant. Haven't known the covenant, my brothers and sisters, how people still say they're saved. You think 45,000 denominations teaching something different is a covenant with the Most High? That's a lie. Way of peace they know not, understand it apart from the mind. Wilson departed from the mind. Who is that one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the first and last? Isaiah 41:21 42:4. Who is that one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, that the prophet Zechariah told folks as a post-exilic prophet that he was to return? Who was that one? And before, my brothers and sisters, Zechariah was known to be someone who would return. Zechariah 3 and 8, Zechariah 6, 12. One called the branch, written offspring of David, the bright morning star. Same word also means sunrise, my brothers and sisters. One who comes suddenly like the rising sun, one unexpected, one with a testimony unlike what men had imagined. And my brothers and sisters, unless man is willing and will see the opportunity to move and gravitate toward that greater word with a great delight, I said, unless man is willing to see that word that he has long forgotten with a great delight, willing to be repentant unto conversion beyond whatever institutionality did not teach these things. My brothers and sisters, Acts 3:18 through 23 says, whoever not hearken to this fullness of a prophecy, that's the restitution, remembrance of all things, so they'd be cut off from among the people. Why? Messiah will speak according to everything spoken by the holy prophets. Most High sent his holy prophets to speak since the world began. It's a word consistent, my brothers and sisters. If you're not willing to understand that, you never will understand. But leaders, my brothers, have been extremely arrogant in the world today. Disgustingly arrogant. It's as if, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand Isaiah 56. It's like the leaders have gathered up insane doctrine. They call it strong drink. To drunken the minds of the people, saying that they have an elixir of illusion so great and strong. Well, the scripture in 2 Thessalonians calls it a strong delusion that men should believe a lie, mysteries of iniquity, thinking that the leaders care about you enough to tell the truth. Scripture says in Isaiah 29, who discerns that they do corruptly? Swearing by the name of the Most High, but their lips are far. Lips, with their lips they draw them, with their hearts and understanding is far from him. Worship after the precepts and doctrines of men, all of them blind and they're double-minded. My brothers and sisters, they're double-minded treachery. The book of Jacob says, if any man be double-minded in his allegiance, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. In his instability, my brothers and sisters, he cannot be part of the kingdom of Yah. They act as if, my brothers and sisters, the lies that they taught are so profound, so deeply entrenched in the minds of the people, that most will never discern beyond them, as if the Most High can't open the mind to have a conscience greater than that of a devil. Isaiah 29, it says, that they would say, who sees that we do corruptly? Messiah said the fall of that house wherein men have spoken lies should be a great one. See, he was a wise man, built his house upon a rock, solid foundation. I didn't say sand as a result of what waters do to afflict the rock. See, he was a wise man or understands his word. He has his word to understand it wisely. It's one who builds a house upon a rock. What about those who don't seek and don't have understanding? They built their house upon sand, but understanding, my brothers and sisters, of the rain and winds of strong divine rebuke come. They said the fall of that house will be a great one. My brothers and sisters, these people actually believe that they have a refuge in a mass of lies. They sit back and see that state, the people, and there's so many lies that they believe that the rest of the daggum churches as well are going to support them and always be their strength. Scripture said, most of my brothers and sisters, that though the world has been blind, the time will come that indeed, my brothers and sisters, Lebanon should be reared as forest. And I shall discern the words of the book, because the Most High is going to open the eyes of his people in a marvelous and wonderful manner after his inspiration. Even after the testimony of all. I said, even after the testimony of his Messiah who rebuked them all. Read Isaiah 56. It says they all gone astray. Everyone more concerned about his own quarter, his own unjust gain. Hey, whatever institutionality gathers them an unjust gain, causing the people to worship after their leaders. And even so, to mock the Most High himself. The Most High. Yep. I said, with the Most High, with this total defamation of his character, never be pleased. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand when the scripture says, Messiah said, I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end, putting off the bright morning star. He says, the one that is going to reprove all your leaders, pastors, priests, rabbis, and elders, and kings. And men again revere the Most High from the rising of the sun to the west to the rising of the sun. All knowing there's only one standard after which men might be saved. One standard, my brothers and sisters, that was agreed from the beginning. Whoever will understand this, my brothers and sisters, has an opportunity. Because the continuum of existence is irrevocably eternal. Whoever will not hearken this, my brothers and sisters, never had life. Because the Most High's definition for life is not a thing that is terminal. Blessed are they who will understand in this time. Blessed are they who will awaken to the truth. Blessed are they who realize, our brothers and sisters, there's a great need now for a restoration of a covenant. Because, trust me, 45,000 denominations across 200 nations was never covenant at all. Let's be wise to realize this. Let's be thankful. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we're coming to know it. What did that mean, my brothers and sisters? The early church. The Messiah said, I'm the first and last, the beginning and the end. The written offspring of David, the bright morning star. There's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, called Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. The early church expected the Messiah to return at a time when the whole world, my brothers and sisters, had gone astray. While pastors sit up and tell you that joining their church, somehow you were saved, as if you've already remembered the ancient heart of the fathers that must be restored to the children. As the scripture says, only Messiah himself can fully restore. They say they act like these fortresses that they have established, these temples they established will never fall. That's not what Isaiah 28 said. Isaiah 25 talks about, say, you made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. Therefore, the cities of ruthless nations shall praise Yah, and men shall look upon the righteous one and say, this is the one, righteous one for whom we have waited. We'll be able to rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. Check that out with Isaiah 41, first verse of Isaiah 41, and understand what that means. Yes, my brothers and sisters. The Most High intends to remove every obstacle and every institution that won't tell you the whole truth and cause men to be prideful after less is the obstacle that must be overthrown. Understand how chapter 28 of Isaiah and Matthew, Matthias, 7th chapter, reflect the same truth. I got news for you. Isaiah 27, 9 through 12. Actually, it relates that the only way man's sin is going to be atoned for is that all these temples, churches, in which men were taught something other than the fullness of divine will, when all of them are broken down like chalk stones, then will the iniquity of the people be pardoned. Many of my brothers and sisters have even desired the perpetuity, the preservation of these lying institutions. There's no salvation for you. I pray that I made this very clear. I pray the mind and hearts are willing, in fact, to hear. But if anyone, my brothers and sisters, would prefer other counsel, Messiah said he make no request for the world if he don't want the absolute truth. My brothers and sisters, if the Savior himself will not petition for your life, what chance do you think you have of ever attaining it? Or an opportunity to be preserved. Petition the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for all his will. Seeking for the good of all. Messiah said, for their sakes, I am I sanctifying myself. In other words, I seek the pure, perfect truth and be obliging to that fullness of that truth. For the good of all. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would exalt themselves for their own sakes. And exalt themselves, brothers and sisters, after their own presumptuousness, caring not for how many they destroy with them. Our brothers and sisters, as my grandfather used to say about such as this, he said, in hell shall they lift their eyes. Most High is not pleased with what he sees. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will seek him to be made something pleasing to him. Please speak again, my brothers and sisters. This has been Eddie Miab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always. Thank the Most High for every ear he brings near. Prayerful for every mind and heart that will seek him with a whole heart. To Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? Ben Edim Yah again of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always, thanking him always for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. Hallelujah!